any other day can be without you.
My name is Lamont Chitepo. I am a musician, a singer-songwriter, and I produce my own music. Sometimes I collaborate with other musicians.
What type of music do you play, and where exactly are you based?
I would say that my music is Afrobeat, and I am based in the United Kingdom. Afrobeat is an modern African sound. In my music, I use a lot of Shona and a lot of English, so it's a combination of Shona and English.
And where would you say your biggest audience is?
I would say that I have had support in other countries other than my own country. I've had support in Nigeria, Sierra Leone, and here in the UK. When I'm talking about the UK, I'm talking about mainly the diaspora community. I've only recently started gaining access to the indigenous UK market, but at the moment I would say that my main audience is the UK diaspora market, and the Australian and the Canada diaspora community.
Girl, you know, say no matter what they say, me I no go use you play, baby. Yeah, yeah. Girl, you know, say.
Why have you not resonated in Zimbabwe?
I don't know why my music is not being played. A lot of people ask me the same questions. Why don't we know about you? I have tried my best to move the music, to market the music. But I think Zimbabwe is a very tough industry for music in terms of radio play and things like that. But I think with the coming of My Way music video, people have started to really, you know, receive the music. The problem is that I'm having to reach out to the people directly myself, as opposed to the radio stations giving the music to the people. You understand what I'm saying? And this is not a problem that I myself as a musician am facing alone. I have been talking to one of my friends, Ngoni Kambarani, and he recognizes the problem with poor and support for local music, which is consistent and continues to carry on. Obviously, that's something for us to change as musicians and Zimbabweans, but at the moment that's where we are.
Who would you say has been your inspiration?
And my inspiration doesn't necessarily come from musicians, it comes from other great people that have managed to do things. For example, my great uncle, Herbert Chitepo, has been my inspiration. He's one of the most respected heroes in Zimbabwe, coming from a very poor village and being a fatherless child and actually becoming the first black barrister in the whole of Zimbabwe. And when it comes to music, I listen to reggae, I listen to hip-hop, I listen to R&B, I listen to pop, I listen to all sorts of different kinds of music. And I would say, in terms of a musician from Zimbabwe, I would say Oliver Mtukudzi, because he's recognized as an international artist.
And do you think having the name Chitepo has helped in any way?
Only a few people ask me if I'm related to Herbert Chitepo, but I don't think that's given me any credit at all. I think the credit is coming from the immense talent that I have and the creativity that I'm bringing out.
Have you ever been discouraged? Have you ever felt like giving up?
Give us a snippet of some of the music that you play and what inspired you to write that particular piece.
This song is called Mambo. It's my next coming up single. As it literally states, Makandona Ndirombe, there's a time when I was struggling and the only person that got me to rise up and to have hope is God and, you know, a lot of prayer. Makandona Ndirombe Baba Mukandi Zikinura. Makandiona ndirirombe baba mukandi yambusa mambo oye ye 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 mambo oye ye 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 ndo kurumbizai mwari verenga.
Daka famba baby, munyika dzakawanda. Daka una baby, maruva akawanda. Daka famba baby, munyika dzakawanda. Daka una baby, maruva akawanda. My
Yeah.